You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
April Fool's Day, that's why I'm here. April 1, 2022. Joe Biden today praising the March jobs report, showing the U.S. added another 431,000 jobs in March. No April Fool's, it's fact. American unemployment rate falling to a new pandemic era low of 3.6. That's all good. He said Americans are back to work. Good news for millions of families who have a little more breathing room. And the dignity that comes from earning a paycheck, just the dignity of having a J-O-B. Well, some folks could care less about the dignity. They're just fine if you just keep sending them the checks, which our government is more than willing to do sometimes. And then he also used the opportunity to point out those big, mean gas oil companies. They're the ones who are really hurting you at the gas pump, aren't they? Blame them, not me. Remember Alfred Newman? Comic book? Some of you will. Not me. Since day one, Biden has been taking actions to reduce our oil and gas and natural resource ability to make us energy independent where we were under Trump. And we're stuck right now, aren't we? And he's releasing oil from our strategic reserves. It is not meant to simply help him get prices lower so he can win a November election. We're going to get into that in more detail. But in the meantime, the International Energy Agency also announcing a member country emergency meeting that they are also going to release additional oil from their emergency reserves. That, of course, includes the U.S., the United Kingdom, Japan, and Australia. All of this would be the fifth time in the agent's history that's coordinated a release of emergency stockpiles. It's not going to get better before it gets worse the way things are going at this point. But I'm going to tell you, and you may not like it, you may have to put up with higher gas prices for a while until we actually start changing the Biden administration policies and get our oil companies back in line. And they're going to blame the oil companies for not drilling on land where they have leases. That's another lie. I'll break it all down for you coming up. Oh, this news coming up. Fewer are hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. than at any other point in the pandemic. Whoa, good news. Whoa, wait a minute. They say fewer are hospitalized, but they're also warning of a new strain. And Dr. Fake is still standing in the wings with another mask and more booster shots. Well, look what the House of Representatives accomplished. 220 to 204. Three Republicans voting yes. Gates of Florida, McClintock of California, Mass of Florida. Two Democrats voting no. Pappas of New Hampshire, Cuellar, Texas. Larry, what are you talking about? I'm talking about how they voted today to decriminalize possession of marijuana at the federal level. Now, don't rush out and think, okay, the feds won't go after me. The Senate still has to go through this process, too. Florida Governor DeSantis expanding the possibility of ending Disney's self-governing status in his state. He said they can have a policy dispute with us, but when they're trying to impose a woke ideology on our state, that's a significant threat. He summoned how the company joined with others to push against the state parental rights bill, relabeling it and calling it Don't Say Gay Bill, which that was not the intent. The intent was to make sure parents are aware of what their kids are being taught. And certainly K-3, you don't discuss sex and gender changes. And if you're going to move forward to other grades, it has to be done with the parents' knowledge and age appropriate. In the meantime, Joe Biden releasing a video encouraging millions of insecure and vulnerable teenagers embrace your transgender person. I want you to know your president sees you. Our entire administration sees you for deserving dignity, respect, and support. He said, the parents of transgender children, you need to affirm your child's decision. Not even question it. Say, maybe you need to think about this first. No, they don't want to get into that. Oh, Axios is reporting White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki plans to leave the White House next month. She's already apparently got a job lined up. Now, how can she continue to be the White House spokesman when she's already made it clear she's going to join a cable network? Well, she can't, and be fair, but oh my God, did I ask Jen Psaki being fair in the same sentence? My bad, my bad.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
For U.S. oil companies that are recording their largest profits in years, they have a choice. One, they can put those profits to productive use by producing more oils, restarting idle wells, or producing on the sites they already are leasing. Giving the American people a break by passing some of the savings on to their customers and lowering the price at the pump. Or they can, as some of them are doing, exploit the situation. Sit back, ship those profits to the investors, and while American families struggle to make ends meet.
Joe Biden. President Biden feels your pain at the pump, and those nasty oil companies are to blame for it. Let me take one moment to remind you, out of every barrel of oil, you get 20, maybe 25% that's actually going for fuel. The rest of it goes for all kinds of things, everything from, ladies, your lipstick, to plastics, parts of your car, not just the wheels. Things of that nature. I mean, it's not just that, but focusing on the pumps, yeah, it's going up. It's California is showing up to $7 almost a gallon. It slips back, then goes again. And Joe Biden says you can blame these oil companies because they're not producing as much as they could. Well, that's because you basically are fighting them every step of the way. During the Trump administration, we were energy independent in this nation. We were an exporter of oil. Any that we did import, we did it just to maintain polite trade relations. Of course, now we shut down taking any oil and gas from Russia. And by the way, our natural gas is cleaner than any being produced in any of the countries where Joe Biden is willing to buy oil and gas. You worried about the climate crisis, or are you worried about dealing with your progressives here in the backyard? We were producing something like 9.7 million barrels a day at August 20. Then the lockdown came, and then there were no workers available. And then after all that came back, well, things have opened up. Production did increase. And then Biden came in January, and in February, we were back down again. So August 2020, I should say 2019, we were doing 9.7 million barrels a day, and then Biden starts finding ways to shut everything down. And it's not just good enough for him to blame the oil companies. He wants you to be so incensed that you blame them. But most Americans reflect the view, even if they're not a Republican, reflect the view of Senator Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader.
With regard to dropping some of the reserves and the strategic petroleum reserves, about like dropping a pebble in the ocean, it's going to have almost no impact on daily consumption. So look, don't blame the gas prices on Putin. It started at the beginning of this administration. It is a reaction to the shutdown of the fossil fuel industry. They go after them in every single conceivable way. What we ought to be doing is pumping more of our own to take care of not only our needs, but to help the Europeans as well.
Yeah, that's what we should be doing. And he mentioned the release of the strategic reserve. Let me remind you again. We have something like 600 million barrels of crude stored underground in salt caverns in Louisiana and Texas. And the idea is it's for emergency usage. Emergency usage. Biden's already used and tapped into it once right before Thanksgiving because he wanted everybody to see lower gas prices so he would get the credit as you traveled to and from grandma's house for Thanksgiving and then again for Christmas. And so he decided to start releasing fuel from our strategic reserve. Now, the word strategic, does that not tell you kind of what it is? And yet today, an emergency meeting between the International Energy Agency, which includes the U.S., United Kingdom, Japan, and Australia, also said we're going to go ahead and authorize additional oil from emergency reserves to cushion the blow caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So they're also saying the U.S. is suffering because of Russia. Well, we know that Europe is certainly suffering. But here we wouldn't have to be if we had not had Biden take pen in hand the first day in office and strike down the Keystone Pipeline and start killing leases left and right. Senator Cotton of Arkansas says the progressive plan was just flat exposed.
$5 a gallon gas is not an accident. It's not an unintended consequence. It is the intended consequence of their energy policies. They want to make us all poorer. They want to make you live in downtown areas and high-rise buildings and walk to work or take the subway or ride an electric scooter or whatever it is that Pete Buttigieg takes to work this week. They want to get you out of your pickup truck, out of your SUV, out of your home in the suburbs where you can have a backyard with your kids. This is the exactly intended consequences of their energy policies.
Yeah, it is. And it's exposed. They want you to suffer. They want you to suffer in every way possible. They're going to make you suffer. And we're going to quit eating beef because of all the methane gas. When cows fart, they create methane gas. And that's a threat to the climate. So quit eating beef. But we will gladly import oil and gas from countries that don't really care about emissions. They're not run by progressive leftists and all about climate change. They do whatever the hell they want. And they laugh at us while they're selling us their fuel that is dirtier than our liquid propane fuel is that we have in this country. But again, if you listen to Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, they have a plan. They have a plan.
Under my plan, which is before the Congress now, we can take advantage of the next generation of electric vehicles that a typical driver will save about $80 a month from not having to pay gas at the pump. If your home is powered by safer, cheaper, cleaner electricity like solar or heat pumps, you can save about $500 a month on average.
Wow, that sounds pretty impressive, does it not? But He lied. Oh, okay, you want to take a different approach? You want to say he just misstated? I mean, that happens. Believe it or not, I know this is going to be hard for many of you to accept this, but I have made mistakes on the air. I have. No, I'm not going to bring them up for you again to play. I just tell you that I did, and I probably made a mistake even admitting it. But the fact is, I have. So the Associated Press, when they heard Biden talk about how much you would save if you did full renewable energy sources, that you could save about $500 a month on average at your home, while he releases 1 million barrels of oil a day for the next 6 months, the AP said President Biden misspoke. He misspoke, you know, one of those things. Just got to misspoke. That's how the AP decided to report it. Knowing Biden, you could say, all right, he did misspoke. But the point is, if you don't want to say he lied, let's just at least say the facts are wrong. Wrong. It's not $500 a month on average. It'd be $500 a year on average. But my God, if you listen to him, that if you switch to solar or heat pumps you and cleaner energy and we go all of electric and green, pie in the sky, you're going to save $7,000 a year, basically. That's even more than $5,000, but $500 a month. I mean, he just kind of threw it in there. He said $500 a month. Now, that would not be true. It's $500 a year. But Biden continues to stick to the main plan.
Right now, oil and gas industry is sitting on nearly 9,000 unused but approved permits for production on federal lands, or more than 1 million unused acres they have a right to pump on. Families can't afford that companies sit on these their hands.
We cannot allow the fossil fuel industry to use this as an excuse to reverse everything we're doing to save the planet.
See, they did. She slipped and did it again to save the planet. They're going to push the green pie in the sky in your face forever to make you suffer. And again, there's a clear lie, and I'm calling that flat out a lie. And they know it. They just hope you won't do your research and you won't listen to an informed source such as a Texas oil field boy who knows exactly how these oil leases work. First of all, some 2,000 of these leases are tied up in court battles right now. The oil companies want to drill there, but they've got environmental groups, including the U.S. Interior Department and others, saying, no, we're not going to let you do it. And then on top of that, just getting the lease does not mean you can suddenly start drilling. You gotta have the permits. You go out there and you sink a well without a permit, they will be all over you. So just because you got the lease doesn't mean you can. And just because you have the lease does not really mean there's even oil under that part of the land. You're gonna have to drill a little bit here, try a spot over there, do core samples, you're gonna find the oil resource, hopefully. And you'll get some investment return, maybe a lot. Maybe little, maybe none. It's a gamble. But we have it available. We have been using it. But they will lie to you and say that the oil companies are saying, we can't. We all these leases have been shut down to us. Every time you hear someone say that, say, do you know that you have to have permits to drill even on leased land, if you have the lease approved? I mentioned this in the previous hour. Now, I'll remind you always, if you miss the first hour, pick the podcast, pick it up later, hear it, listen, share it, please. And I pointed out that, let's say I'm a landowner, you're the oil, I'm going to let you be the big bad oil company. You come to me and say, Larry, we think you might have oil on your land. We'd like to drill some holes and check it out. Will you give us permission to have a lease to do that? I said, I surely will. I want to see those pumps out there going day and night. So they have my permission. They have a lease to drill on my land. And maybe even the Fed government doesn't challenge it and lets it go. but then they actually have to get all these permits in order before they start drilling. Before they sink the first hole in the ground, they got to have sign-offs. And that's where, as we say in the South, the rubber hits the road. And then you've got Joe Biden reaching into our strategic reserves back in November. And now, and again, as you heard Senator McConnell say, it's just going to be a drop in the ocean. But it's more important. The issue is why he's doing it and what he's doing is something to our national security for the sake of votes. He's trying to buy your vote, Senator Tom Cotton.
The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is for emergencies. The only emergency I see is Joe Biden's polling numbers and the fact that we've got a midterm coming up in about 7 months. But if we release this oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve every day for the next 6 months, we're only treating the symptoms, not the cause. Its cause is the war that Joe Biden is waging on oil and gas production in America. In 2019, at the peak of production under the last administration, we were producing more than a million barrels every single day than we're producing today. So that alone is what he's releasing from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. If we would simply allow the oil and gas workers across America to produce the resources that God put underneath our soil.
If he'd just let us do that. And then he warns of a dangerous gimmick. That part of the story is still to come, because when you start looking at dipping into your strategic reserve just to make voters feel like you're accomplishing something so maybe they'll vote for you and your fellow Democrats, you are directly endangering this nation.
What if, say, Iran, emboldened by a terrible nuclear deal, strikes refineries or production facilities in places like Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or the United Arab Emirates? What if a major hurricane hits Louisiana and Texas this year? That's why we have the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, not to float Joe Biden's terrible poll numbers and try to help the Democrats limp into a midterm election. This is not just a gimmick. It's dangerous.
It is dangerous. And Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, nailed it. The Strategic Reserve is not to make political points. It's to secure the nation. Now, he mentioned, what if we suddenly have another major outbreak and war or something of the nature? And he also mentioned a hurricane. Now, when a hurricane hits, you might still have the oil, but you got to refine it. You got to process it. You got to get it trucked out to the various stations around the nation. And if a hurricane hits some of the Gulf Coast and takes out not only rigs but refinery facilities, it may take a while to get everything back online. In fact, it always takes time because they shut everything down in advance. If they know a hurricane is aiming anywhere near a refinery, and, of course, it could wobble and go left, right, or maybe make a direct hit. They begin to shut everything down. And then it takes time to restart it safely. Then you would need to use the strategic oil reserve until we actually get oil to the consumer. The U.S. currently consumes something like 20 million barrels a day. 20 million. The entire world, five times as much, 100 million. So we're about 20% of the consumption. And again, we were energy independent and we could do our own oil. We did not need it from anyone else. We did do a deal with Canada to bring in some of theirs from the Canadian sands. We have some areas in Dakotas we could move into and start using as well. And, of course, we have other federal lease lands. And, yes, the companies have the leases, but they don't have the permits signed off. And they also are being battled in at least 2,000 cases, so they can't really go drill them. And once they start, well, then they'll shut them down, or they will take other actions, this administration anyway, to make it not worth their money. And that is if they can find workers. Biden either, as I said earlier, does not understand, although I think he might understand this, but his energy experts know it, but they don't want you to know it. They don't want you to know the real story that's going on here. Thank God we got people like Senator Cotton and also Senator Mitch McConnell.
What Pelosi and Biden said is utter nonsense. What they did as soon as the president came into office was no new leases on public lands, a whole array of regulators making it difficult to function even in the places where they're allowed to. We were energy independent in 2019 and exporting oil and gas. Every solution they come up with involves somebody else sending energy to Europe rather than us. And with regard to dropping some of the reserves and the strategic petroleum reserves, about like dropping a pebble in the ocean, it's going to have almost no impact.
No impact, because as I just pointed out to you, how much we use. You want us to drain that 600 million barrels of crude oil in our underground salt caverns in Louisiana and Texas and not start new wells, not let them start really working? And, of course, you're going to put a lot of oil field workers out of work, oil field companies, and they will have achieved their goal, won't they? We will not be using fossil fuels. Oh, you might starve to death. You might freeze to death. You might have to walk or use their electric transportation or just get a bicycle. But that's what they planned anyway. Let's turn our attention to the Hunter Biden laptop story. And specifically CNN finally admitting this is bad news.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This is very, very bad for the president's son.
It is, and it's an investigation, as you pointed out, going back to 2018. And right now, prosecutors in Delaware are focusing on a number of things, including whether Hunter Biden and some of his business associates violated laws, including tax and money laundering laws and foreign lobbying laws.
They're now gaining steam, and they need to make a decision, I think, in the at least intermediate future. This case has been going on for 4 years, and there is a realistic chance this could result in federal charges. Of course, then we'd be in unprecedented political territory, not legal territory, but a situation of having potentially the Justice Department prosecuting and trying to imprison the son of the president.
Please do not fall over when I tell you this next statement. If you think you might have someone ready to dial 911 for you. All of those comments you just heard. And we're on CNN. This is really bad news, isn't it? Yes, it is. Unprecedented territory. The president's son might be indicted. But of course, the balance is, again, as John Harwood of CNN yesterday insisted, there's zero evidence that Joe Biden is linked to any of this. First, that is BS. There's a lot of evidence. Now, whether or not it will prove factual in the sense that Joe Biden is guilty of something, that's another question. But on the emails themselves that now CNN admits, yes, the Hunter laptop, after 500 plus days denying it even existed, now admitting, along with the New York Times, the Washington Post, all admitting, yeah, it's a real story, and yes, there was a laptop, and yes, there are emails, and they're damning emails, and yes, Hunter Biden is facing possible indictment on IRS evasion charges, and if the emails are proven correct that he did give money to Papa Joe, you can't say there's zero evidence. There are a lot of questions. There are a lot of questions. But aside from that, MSNBC host John Lemire claiming that the Hunter Biden story was fact-checked at that time when it first broke in 2020. He said, we fact-checked it. We deemed it mostly nonsense. Yeah, that's right. On Morning Joe, he's in an interview, he said, Trump was claiming his misinformation on the laptop, so forth. He said, we did all of it. We fact-checked it. We fact-checked it and made it clear that it was all nonsense. Now they have to admit, no, the laptop did exist. The emails are there. But let's just put the laptop and the emails aside. Senate Intel Committee, Senator Grassley, overseeing that committee, said we have other evidence.
We have bank records that back up everything that is in the laptop, and they very clearly show that there was these bank records that tie Hunter Biden directly with people in China, business people in China that are directly connected with the Chinese Communist Party and the government, and to some extent, maybe the military and the intelligence service.
So those are bank records. Now, again, Senator Grassley, Iowa senator, Republican, is talking about Hunter Biden being tied. He didn't say Joe Biden, but the bank records show that Hunter was tied to the Communist Party, even high-ranking intel officers. But you're supposed to believe that Joe Biden knew nothing about it and that they never discussed anything like that with his son. Even though one of the emails says, hey, we got to make sure we got to put away $10,000 or $10,000, something like that, for the big guy. The big guy being Joe Biden by assumption. His brother was already named in it, Jim Biden. So the only other big guy would be the big guy, Joe Biden. But Biden won't stand by story, say, I didn't do anything. I did nothing wrong. And they can claim there's zero evidence. And I would add, so far. But there are those who know. And Iowa, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says, Hunter Biden knows.
Those of us that had inquiring minds, we've known this for, you know, close to 2 years now. It was obvious Hunter's laptop was authentic as soon as we started seeing the information from it. But the media has been complicit. You know, here's a few more details. Hunter Biden knew exactly who he was dealing with. You know, he called Patrick Ho the spy chief of China. He knew that Devin Archer was involved in a, you know, he was in, eventually we proved that he was involved in a fraud against Indian tribes. He was convicted of that. Devin Archer met with Joe Biden in the White House in April 2014, right around the exact same time, within a couple of days, when Devin Archer became a board member of Burisma. A few weeks later, Hunter Biden became a board member.
So he meets in the White House with Joe Biden, and Joe Biden said, "I'm not, my hands are clean." When the New York Times finally admitted, 17 months after denying the laptop even existed, and certainly the emails are false, when they finally did, they headlined it, Hunter Biden paid tax bill, but broad federal investigation continues, dealing with the grand jury investigation of his son about payments from around the world. You had to go 24 paragraphs down before reading anything about verifying the contents of the laptop. So they admit it, but they bury the lead. The question that be asked, and it was asked of Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, is it a fair question to ask, is our president compromised?
It is a fair question, and at this point, it's a question with me, but every American ought to keep it in the back of his mind, as particularly as our government is dealing with the Chinese government, our number one competitor in the world and a number two economy in the world. And I think it's legitimate to raise that question. I wish I could say absolutely yes. But for somebody to say that over the years, that 8 years of being vice president and also then being out of office, but still having the Biden name and the prestige of that.
Yeah, he said it's a fair question. That was his response on Sean Hannity's program. Now let's go back to Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who's also part of the Senate Intel Committee. He said, we have all this out here. We see a lot of stuff. But we still have a lot of questions, and we still need a lot of answers.
We may not know all the details, but I'll tell you who does. Russian intelligence, Chinese intelligence, Iranian intelligence, North Korean intelligence. You know, my guess, there are elements within our intelligence department, our intelligence community, that know as well. They're just not going to tell us. They're not going to tell the American public because there's corruption in the deep state.
He's talking about our U.S. intel agencies. And then when Donald Trump the other day says, Putin, if you got anything bad on Biden, give it to us. And, of course, the left state-controlled media went after him with knives. How dare he talk to Putin, who we're trying to fight out of Ukraine, and we're not fighting, but, I mean, we're calling him a butcher, as Biden did, and we're trying to get rid of him and stop all this, and you're asking him to help you bring down the sitting president? They're trying to shift your attention is what they're doing. You remember Biden, not Biden, Trump did the same thing with Hillary, remember? When he said if Russia has copies of those emails from Hillary Clinton's email machine that she deleted and said, oh, they were just dealing with Chelsea's wedding and things like that, nothing of sensitive material, let us have them. And again, the left-wing media, say it's all Russian collusion. He's all bought in with Russia. You know who's bought in with Russia? Hillary Clinton, the Democrat National Committee, and certainly Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, no doubt getting some money somewhere along the line. We're going to find out. We'll find out. But here we'll look at here's another story to keep in mind. Establishment, or as I say, state-controlled media, the New Yorker, CNN, the Atlantic, continue to carry a debunked story that there was a seven-hour gap on a tape involving the January 6th committee. Documents turned over and leaked out that there was a gap caused by President Donald Trump or his aides shutting down some of the recordings. 7 minutes. 7 hours. 7 hours. CNN finally said, no, that story is false. It didn't happen. But despite that, you had the New Yorker, CNN, and Atlantic continue to talk about how there are gaps in the testimony and the tape that they sent over to the January 6th committee, which is a farce in itself. They're not a committee investigating anything except trying to, again, demonize Trump and demonize anybody that they don't like. Stand by. Jen Psaki is going to network, and somebody's job might be on the line. Stand by. Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottner.com.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So it wasn't too long ago that Jen Psaki, the White House spokeswoman, said that cable news is dying, right? The ratings for it are dwindling. Talking about the changing challenges of the news environment. And last month, she's asked about reports. Are you in talks with CNN and MSNBC for a job? She said, I have more than enough on my plate right now. You can't get rid of me yet. Well, now word is coming out that she is going to be hosting a show on NBC's Peacock streaming platform. She'll be host of a show for MSNBC and NBC Universal. Now, Psaki had worked as a political pundit on CNN before joining the White House from 2017 to 2020. Now, you do know that during that time, she used that position to axe and chop and slash Trump on every opportunity. So then she gets to be the White House press secretary. And now she apparently is currently on leave after a second case of coronavirus, but going to be around until May. And word comes out that after she mocked cable news, she's going to take a job with it. And there's concern among some of the women. Is she going to come after my job? Rachel Maddow already, it's been reported that maybe Rachel Maddow, her numbers aren't that good. Now get this, if Jen Psaki takes Rachel Maddow's job, she's going to throw a lesbian woman out of a job? How's that going to go with your LGBTQ community? But that probably won't happen. They'll find a way around it. In other words, they haven't really decided what she's going to do other than she's going to hire, which then brings she's going to stay through May. Dan McLaughlin from the National Review wrote, under no circumstance should members of the White House press staff be negotiating while employed by the White House with media organizations that cover the White House. See, that's what you call ethics. Don't ask her to explain it, but that's ethics. Another strategist sent out, this is out there, I don't know how you stay on another day and continue taking questions from your new employer. And one writer said, going from a Democrat-controlled White House to MSNBC, that's a lateral move. I love it. I love it. I love it. So she's going to leave, supposedly in May. And she will have a prime position. And this is what happens to everybody that was danced the tune the cable networks play and buy into the state-controlled media. Former CIA Director John Brennan. He cashed in NBC News as a senior national security intel analyst. And we also had James Clapper, former CIA Director Michael Hayden, Chuck Rosenberg, former acting DEA administrator, chief of staff for FBI Director Comey, counselor to FBI Director, former chief of FBI counterintel, all of them signing up very nice little jobs to be an analyst, I should say. Now, some of them obviously have some credentials, but through their mouth, they were always dismissing the crowd that Hillary said were the deplorable, but they're making their money. And just last Saturday, former FBI Comey aide Josh Campbell wrote a New York Times op-ed on why he was leaving the FBI on principle. That was last Saturday. Monday, CNN announced they're adding him as their new law enforcement analyst. Wait. CNN knows what law enforcement involves? Well, supposedly this guy will. All right, I've saved this story for last, and it's going to upset some of you. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I don't care. I have made it very clear to you, I have gay friends. I care about them. Don't tell me what the Bible says. I know what the Bible says. I had told members of my church the same thing, but these are people I care about. Transgenders, I've said, if you're a child and you're that confused about yourself, I pray for you. If you're an adult, I pray for you that you're that messed up. But here's where it breaks the line with me, and I'm not going to let it go another line. Joe Biden announcing that transgender people are, quote, made in the image of God. He was pushing Transgender Day visibility. He said, I want you to know that all of you are made in the image of God. Well, you are made a man or a woman. You are made in the image of God. But if you were going to go through transgender surgery, puberty blockers and so forth, you are not the image of God. The fact that you endorse such, the fact that you push it onto children that are still confused, or even adults that are confused, that is where I'm going to draw the line. Again, I still have gay friends, and many of them are conservatives, by the way. And I don't think they're going to like this remark either. But Biden, a professed Catholic, you're all made in the image and likeness of God. I do remind you, remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.